This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza and southern Israel. In a statement, Guterres called on Hamas and other Palestinian militants to cease launching rockets and incendiary kites and provocations along the border fence. He also asked Israel to exercise restraint to avoid further inflaming the situation. Guterres went on to say that any further escalation of tensions will endanger lives, deepen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, and undermine support for the return of the Palestinian Authority to the territory. The statement comes after four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were killed in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza on Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter Saturday to say that his personal lawyer's taping of their private phone conversations is totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. Trump was responding to news that his former fixer, Michael Cohen, weeks before the 2016 election, secretly recorded their discussion of a potential payment for former Playboy model Karen McDougal's account of having an affair with Trump. AP correspondent Jonathan Lemire reports.
He confirms that this conversation happened, that Cohen and Trump spoke about 2 months before the election. But first of all, it was brief. And second of all, though a payment to McDougal was discussed, it was never acted upon. And Giuliani's version, if this were to have happened, Trump would have wanted it done the right way, via check, so there'd be a record and therefore not be an attempt to skirt some sort of campaign finance law.
That's AP's Jonathan Lemire. The recording was part of a large collection of documents and electronic records seized by federal authorities from the longtime Trump fixer Cohen earlier this year. This is VOA News. A survivor who lost 9 family members in the capsizing of a tourist boat on a Missouri lake Friday is recounting the accident. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In an interview from her hospital bed with Springfield, Missouri TV station KOLR, Tia Coleman described the harrowing moments after the boat capsized.
Finally, I said, Lord, just let me die. Let me die. I said, I can't keep drowning. I just can't keep drowning.
Coleman says she finally just let go, but found herself floating to the surface, where people on another larger boat came to her aid.
I said, Jesus, please keep me. Just keep me so I can get to my children. Keep me, Lord.
All 3 of Coleman's children, her husband, and 5 other family members drowned. She says the boat's captain had told them not to worry about life jackets when they boarded. I'm Ben Thomas.
The International Monetary Fund warned world economic leaders Saturday that a recent wave of trade tariffs would significantly harm global growth. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said she would present the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Buenos Aires with a report that details the impacts of the restrictions already announced on global trade.
It certainly indicates the impact that it would have on GDP, which in the worst case scenario, under current measures and not taking into account most recent announcement, is in the range of 0.5% of GDP on a global basis.
Lagarde's warning came shortly after U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters in the Argentine capital there was no macroeconomic effect yet on the world's largest economy. Long simmering trade tensions have burst into the open in recent months with the United States and China, the world's number 2 economy, slapping tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's goods so far. On Friday, President Trump threatened to increase the tariffs to include $500 billion worth of Chinese goods. Meanwhile, Chinese President Xi Jinping started a 4-nation visit to Africa Saturday in Senegal. Xi is expected to sign bilateral deals with Senegal, which has a rapidly growing economy. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and to gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. Xi will also visit Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa, where he will meet with officials from other so-called BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa. And there's a 3-way tie for first place after the 3rd round of the British Open. Defending champion Jordan Spieth is tied with American countryman Kevin Kisner and Xander Schauffele at 9 under par. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.